With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta's precedent-setting injury lawyers.
I love that track. Great video, too. Brewers lead the Blue Jays 4-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Stanley Cup Final starts on Saturday. It's on 6:30, Chad. 6 o'clock game as Florida takes on Vegas. Kamloops in Seattle, 1-1 at the Memorial Cup. 9:04 left in the first period. Elks continue to practice this week. What an interview with Shannon Brooks earlier in the show. If you missed it, sign up for the Inside Sports podcast or go into the audio vault on 630ched.com. He's an amazing story and pretty good job at running back through the two preseason games. My next guest is one of the all-time greatest athletes in the history of our city, boxer Jelena Mrjenovic, checking in. Jelena, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. This usually wouldn't be my first question, but I think it's relevant because we texted last week in an effort to set this up. Where are you right now?
That is a very fair question. We're just finishing up camp in Delray, Florida. Been training down here with Sugar Hill and a bunch of the boys that he is fighting. And so we're just finishing up. We head out tomorrow. So.
Okay.
Just fine-tuning things for my fight, my upcoming fight.
Okay, which of course we're going to spend a lot of time talking about. But were you not somewhere that wasn't Florida last week? What's the story there?
My goodness, yeah. Sugar had a Lawrence Okolie, a WBO cruiserweight world champion, fighting in Bournemouth, UK, Bournemouth, England. And so we had head out there for camp, obviously, because I was fighting shortly after. I had to go to finish up my training and get some work down there. So I was over there for 2 weeks, and then we came back, my home away from home right here, for a week, and then we had to work.
Okay, how do you feel? We usually talk sort of in this range, about a week or so before you're going to fight. How do you compare or contrast the preparation for this one with other? You do the same things. Are you feeling the same, or how's it going?
You know, we usually do talk about this around this time, and usually it's in studio because I'm at home, but. I feel great. This is my second fight with Sugar in my corner. Obviously, as everybody knows at home, I lost my longtime trainer, pretty much my second dad, in at the beginning of COVID, 20 whatever that year that was. Now it seems like a blur. 2020, he had a cardiac arrest, and so now. You know, I jumped to another trainer, and it just wasn't quite the right fit. And Sugar tried to help me for my last fight, and we kind of felt off. But you know, this is now almost a year working together, and it feels good. It feels like I'm back to my old self. I feel nice and strong. My weight is unbelievable right now. I pretty much am almost on weight, which is new to me. A nice strong. Strong 10 rounds of work today and a good way to end camp.
Okay. This is your first bout since September, right? Do I have the timing right?
Correct,
You fought Erica.
Minute.
Yeah, you fought Erica Cruz in the fall. Your opponent, so you're going to California to fight, right?
Correct. We're fighting in Indio, California.
Okay. I don't know where that is. Where is that?
It's close to Palm Springs.
Okay, I kind of know where that. By the way, I found this website promoting your fight, and they say you're from Hay River, which is where you were born. But can they not
Correct.
Change that to Edmonton, or do they just put where people are born?
They should. I'm recently signed with Golden Boy Promotions, Oscar De La Hoya's promotion company, and I'm sure. You know, I'm friends with a lot of the people there, but I'm sure they just look up on the computer and probably failed. They look up on BoxRec, okay? So
right.
BoxRec has where you were born. I'm sure they neglected all of the media that covered me in Edmonton.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm kind of joking around there, but I was like, why did they put Hay River? Okay, so you're fighting Calista Salgado. I hope I'm saying that right. I know you're comfortable
you are.
Correcting me if I'm wrong. What do you know about Calista?
You know, she's a warrior. She's been in with everybody, down a weight class, up a couple weight classes. So she's durable. She's tough. She comes to fight every time she fights. You know, so it's a good get back in the ring fight for me. Absolutely.
Okay, and this is another question I always ask you, because you know I enjoy these stories. I'm sometimes horrified by them. What was it like setting this one up? Because they're not always easy to set up. How did this one come about?
You know, it was funny because, you know, we've been talking. We were supposed to actually fight early May, and then it just didn't work out, and they couldn't find me someone right away. And so we bumped it, obviously, to June 8th. And when Eric Gomez, who's the vice president for Golden Boy, he calls me and he says, hey, listen, do you know anybody who wants to fight you? And I said, no, probably not. And I kind of had a chuckle. And he goes, well, if you can look at some names and send me some names, some local names, you know, we'll find them. Don't worry, we'll pay them well. And just keep an ear to the ground and maybe you can. So, you know, I sent him a couple names of girls that were local and were ranked high enough where I wanted to fight, and that posed a good challenge for me. And then I guess one of them said no outright, and then another ended up signing a different fight. And so he called me back a couple weeks later and he says, hey, listen, just so you know, because this world is boxing is a small world, especially when you've been around as long as me. He goes, just so you know, I'm calling a bunch of matchmakers. So if anybody calls you, let me know. Or just so you know, it came from me. It's us trying to find you a fight. He goes, I called a couple of people and everybody's saying no, and you know, it is what it is. And literally an hour later, Mel phoned me. Mel Lubovac, KO Boxing, Milan's daughter, my promoter for a long, long time. And she goes, hey, I just got a weird call. Somebody was asking if you're looking for a fight. And she knows I've been training. She gave me the date. And I said, yeah, Golden Boy actually called a bunch of matchmakers. And the matchmakers called her to confirm it was me, the Jelena, the Canadian, that they were looking for. So I kind of had a laugh. And then I had three other people say, hey, are you still fighting? Like, is this you? They were hitting me on WhatsApp, and they were like, is this fight for you that we're looking for? Or so it was pretty funny. So they found a great opponent for me. I know she's going to come ready. She's a warrior. Like I said, she's been in with everybody. She can bang a bit. I think she has, I think she's 26. I want to say 12 or 14,
I got her at 21-16 and 4 on the website I got.
21,
so, but that's also the one that has your hometown wrong, so it could have her record wrong.
But she can bang, too. I think she has about 14 or 16 knockouts to her name. So you know, we ought to come in sharp and we ought to come ready, which we always are, and you know, put on a show.
Okay, so all right, and I know you've got, I think this is fight 56. Again, I know you'll correct me if I'm wrong. You've fought and beat a variety of different fighters, but would you, like, if you had to pick, would you sooner fight, like, an aggressive fighter or maybe a passive, more technical fighter? Do you know what I'm getting at?
Listen, I'll take them all at this
right.
point.
Right.
You know, like you said, this is, you know, Reed, I've almost lost track of how many fights I've had. It feels like it's gone in a blink of an eye lately. But I have a lot of experience with all kind of walks of life when it comes to the boxing styles. You know, I've been in with warriors, obviously. That's what I enjoy. Sugar and Milan for the longest time have been trying to make me a little bit more of a boxer and lighter on my feet and try not to get all the headbutts that I get. And so, you know, I'm prepared for everything. We all know that if the fight gets dirty, I'm right in there, tooth and nails. And if it goes to boxing, I can do that too. So,
all right.
Whatever style she brings, I'm ready for it. I've had some great work over in London. I had some awesome work. I was surprised because I was a little nervous going over there. And, you know, what's different about European girls is they won't work with anybody. And it's funny because I tried to set up some sparring here. A girl I sparred with last time I was down here a year or so, 2 years almost ago, she's like, yeah, well, Saturday morning, perfect. And then Friday late night comes around, she's like, oh, I'm feeling kind of sick. And I was like, seriously? Like, you could have told me a little earlier, you just didn't want to spar. But in London, there was girls messaging me on Instagram being like, hey, I heard you're in town, want to get some work?
Right. That's
so
amazing.
Awesome. It was, you know, I was pretty nervous about going all the way over there, especially last couple of weeks of training and not being able to get the proper work. And it was actually pleasantly surprising because I got better work than I would have if I stayed in Florida.
I love getting these stories from you about the behind the scenes world of boxing. And I'm glad you told the story about setting up this fight because like you and I, well, I've been doing this show 10 years. So, I mean, basically a decade. You've been coming on.
That's half of my career.
And you know that I've always, and you've told me stuff off mic as well, where you've said, okay, I don't want to say that, but like setting up the fights, and I'm not criticizing boxing, that's the world, but you know I find it super unusual. And even how this one, like that's almost like a, you need like a dating app for boxers. Like I love that story where it's like, you know how like you people tell me, well, they swipe with someone, but then they text a common friend. Was this person actually nice? Like, I love that story. Is this actually Jelena looking for a fight? Like it's such a bizarre, or I guess maybe because I cover hockey and football where it's like, okay, there's the schedule, we know what's happening for the next 6 months. Boxing is like the exact opposite.
it's crazy, but it's something you just learn to endure. And you know, I think that in this case they were messaging people because, you know, it is my first official, even though Golden Boy helped me get my fight last time, it's my first official fight under their banner. And so you know, I think it was just, some people were thrown back, you know, I've been a long time, KO is my family, Mel's my family, and this is the first time, I think, so people, I think, were a little taken back and surprised that Golden Boy was calling about me. I think that was more the case this time.
Okay.
You know, regardless, I'm a tough fight for prospects, right? Like, even though I come now with double digit losses, unfortunately, I'm still dangerous, and a lot of people know that. And so it's a risk reward type thing where, you know, the true fighters like Calista is Colombian, and they'll fight anybody at any day of the week, right? And so same thing with Mexicans, and so that's I give them all the props, and you know you got to be ready every time you come in because that's the fighting is their life.
Okay.
Know?
Sorry, I just want to jump in there. So the person that you said no, do you think, and maybe you don't want to answer this, but I have to ask, do you think they were afraid to lose to you, and that's why they said no?
I mean, everybody's afraid to lose in boxing. It affects your next fight. It affects your next purse, or payday. It affects your bottom line. And for me, this is a non-title fight, obviously, and so for a non-title fight, the risk is a lot bigger than the reward. When I had a belt, it was like, okay, the reward is big enough that we can take that chance. So, you know, this one is just for the pure love of the game.
Well, that's awesome. And you have as much passion as any athlete I've ever met over the years. So it's next. That's going to be next Thursday, June 8th. Indio, California. Can people stream this or watch it anywhere? Do we know? Or I can find out, I guess.
You beat me to the punch. I was just going to say, for everybody at home, you can watch it on DAZN, D-A-Z-N, streaming app. Golden Boy does fights there every Thursday. So download the app. To be honest with you, I have no idea what the fee is, but it's, you can do monthly or, you know, if you're a sports junkie, like you have the yearly subscription. But, yeah, you can tune in on DAZN. I know that Champs, my boxing studio at home, is doing a little viewing party, I think at first round downtown, if you want to join a bunch of people to go watch it. That's a good spot to go cheer on with a bunch of people going nuts, hopefully. So, yeah, you can definitely check it out. So it'll co-main event, so the second last fight in California.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, we'll figure that out next Thursday, and then when you're back in Edmonton, like you said, we'll have to get you in and talk again. And tell, how were you through the Oilers playoffs? Are you over it yet?
Oh, man, I was losing my mind. And so our strength and conditioning coach, BB, he's from L.A., and so you could cut the tension in the house with a nut. Like, it was insane. Like, we were frenemies for the whole series. Like, it was rough at home. Like, I was almost kind of happy it was over. I'm not, because I wanted to see our boys, you know, make it to the finals. But I'm glad we beat LA, because there's no way I could finish camp being, you know, with my head held in shame. It's been 30 degrees here and humid, and I've been wearing my hoodie like the whole playoffs. I'm like, why didn't I bring a t-shirt?
That's amazing. Okay.
So, yeah, I lost a few bets to a friend in Vegas, because we know I was training down there for a bit, and you know, I have a bunch of good friends there, and we put some friendly wagers on a couple games, and that. Man, I was pretty disappointed when we lost.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay. Well, Jelena, as you know, we love having you on the show. You're welcome anytime. Everything. I hope everything goes great. Final few days of prep, and all the best next Thursday. We'll talk again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I miss you guys. So hopefully we'll have another show at home eventually soon. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. That is Jelena Mrjenovic checking in tonight, and that is not an exaggeration, folks. One of our city's all-time greats, multiple-time world title holder in the featherweight category, and fighting next Thursday in California against Calista Salgado. It's 7:51. It's Inside Sports on Chet.
Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers. Go to jameshbrown.com.
All right, thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. I don't watch this show. A lot of people like it. Ted Lasso, is that what they call it, Kellen?
Yes, I don't watch it either. So.
But Dean Faithful, the British kicker for the Elks, I guess today was talking about Ted Lasso.
I do. Yeah, one of my favorite programs. Yeah, really good.
Are you excited for tonight? Are you going to watch it tonight, or are you going to wait?
100% going to watch it. Yeah, I'll be watching it. I was watching it when I was back in Denver and following it, and I think it depicts English people pretty well, too. So each of those characters, I know somebody who liked those characters.
Is there a better character in TV than Roy Kent? I don't know if there is.
No, he's great, right? Yeah, brilliant. And, you know, he mimics the real player, Roy Keane, who played for Manchester United. So that's his character. Is based off him. He was a bit of a hard guy. So, yeah.
Nice. So, what do you think is going to happen at the end?
No idea. I don't want it to end, to be honest.
No,
I don't want to think about that. It's such a feel-good program. Yeah, I don't want it to end, but maybe we'll win the Premier League.
Okay. I don't know what they were talking about, except the name of the show. But if you do, I think it's the finale. It must be over tonight. Also, Jaden Grubb, traded for and signed by the Oilers, the former Red Deer Rebel. He was on with Stoff talking about his style of play.
Yeah, I think I'm a good 200-foot player. I like to play physical. We use my speed and skill around the net and down low, and I'm kind of pitching everywhere I can, whether it's blocking shots, killing penalties, taking faceoffs. So just I like to stay in my games, just overall a good player and compete hard. I think it's just kind of natural for me. I don't, it's not really anything I think about. So I think, and especially playing in Red Deer for Brent and the Sutters there, that's something that's kind of built into you is through the last couple of years is the compete and bringing it every game and not just the skill side, but also and when you're competing like that, your skill shines through. So that's something that I've kind of learned to get good at.
All right, minute 46 left in the first quarter at the Expo Center. Stingers leading Niagara 22-18. Blue Jays lose 4-2 to Milwaukee, and Seattle and Kamloops 1-1 after the first period at the Memorial Cup. Big thanks to Dave Campbell. He's the producer of Inside Sports. Kellen Kennedy, your studio producer. Luke Gazdick is going to join us tomorrow. My name's Reed. Thanks for listening.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.